Jazz, 921.9 WCOK, Atlanta's jazz station. That is music coming from Mesa, and she called that one Hypnotic Love. Of course, music you can only hear on Jazz 921.9 WCOK. So give us a call during our spring membership campaign at 404-880-8807 and make a donation for great artists like Mesa. Also, we had sounds from Natalie Cole, Soul Live, so much great music in that set right there. Again, 404-880-8807 and Mark Angel Overland, Pledge Central. Mark, Mesa's hey. From your neck of the woods.
Yeah, man. I was you know, checking out the fact that, you know, she was at Morgan State, and, you know, WEAA is a public radio station. So it's like, you know, you understand, you know, the importance of public radio and having a radio station on a campus and that type of thing. So I love to hear what she thinks, what she says about that.
Yeah, I'm sure Mesa's, you know, crossed some paths over there at that radio station.
Absolutely.
and probably sat up in there, and who knows, maybe even did a show. But you know what? We can actually hear from the sister herself, because she's going to be in town this upcoming Thursday night. Wow. Over there at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center with the legendary Incognito. And she's actually, guess what, on the phone line right now.
Wanna, you kidding?
Want to welcome Miss Mesa. How you doing,
oh,
Mesa?
Oh, man.
I'm good.
What's up, Mesa Leak?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Good to hear.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yes, good to hear your voice. And I know you're busy right now in the studio, so we really do appreciate you taking your time out to support us here at WCLK.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, honey.
Yeah, so how you been?
Absolutely. I'm good. I'm so excited right now. There's so much great stuff happening, and the biggest thing is that my new album, which is my 12th solo CD, a 12th studio CD. I have one live album, but my 12th solo studio CD, and it's fantastic. It's like it's like a journey, a trip to like another planet and back. It's just really something that I'm really, really proud of, and I can't wait till the world hears it. It's really special to me.
Now, from what I'm hearing, and I just heard it from our program director, and he said the best way to describe this album, and you've been describing the album as funkified. What's up
absolutely.
With that? Talk about
it's
that.
It's very funky. I don't know. I mean, I kind of wanted to answer, you know, the kind of thing that's out there. Everybody loves the Bruno Mars song and the gods. It's a great song, but I just think I can add a little more to that kind of vibe, and I think we need to bring that back, because I mean, I'm a child of the 70s, you know, and I grew up in that time period, and that's all I know. It's ingrained in my spirit. So I kind of want to do my thing with it and show the world what I can do, because I'm not ready to go into, you know, as I get older, you know, next year in 2016, I celebrate 25 years in the music industry, and
wow.
I turn 50 years old.
Congratulations.
So those things to me are, they're big, thank you, honey, they're big milestones in my life. So I've never been able to be put in the box. I've never wanted to be put in the box of what I could do. I can only sing smooth jazz. I can only sing adult contemporary songs. I can only sing, you know, with Incognito. And it's like, you know, if everybody knows me, knows that I can do. I want to be able to do anything. That's what my degree is in, from Morgan State University. I should be able to sing whatever I want to sing. That's what it is. So that's where I'm trying to go.
You know, when you mentioned Morgan State University, you know, we're in the middle of our 2015 spring membership campaign, and you know, public radio does these campaigns, you know, a couple times a year. But I wanted to know, like, did you ever get involved in the public station that was at Morgan State WEAA?
Absolutely, I do their spring drive almost every year, and it's really important. I mean, thanks to stations like CLK and Morgan, I wouldn't there would be no other. There's no other way for me to get heard.
Wow.
Because I don't have that. I'm not on that mainstream radio kind. That's not part of my existence right now. You know, it hasn't been part of my career. I mean, for a while it was, and then it just dropped off, and then not, like, I've been able to support it by my people, and it's a great thing.
Mm.
And we need it, because we need to expose the students to real music, and if they don't get it here, where are they going to get it? The only choice they're going to have is the banging hip-hop kind of, you know, side of things with slightly disrespectful or disrespectful music or something. You know what I'm saying? That they won't get the real deal. So
right.
And
you have to have people that listen to the right thing.
And you know, I think I saw some time back that you were involved in a show with some other vocalists. Like, was it a television show?
I did. I produced a show called Revenge of the Underground Divas. It was me and Dia Davenport, Karen Wheeler from Soul to Soul.
Oh, awesome.
And we all did a show where we just, it's all, like, it's mostly the singers from American singers. Well, it was lead singers from really popular British bands that we kind of we put together.
Yeah.
And the next time around, I'm going to add Jane from, you know, Loose Ends. I mean, I hopefully she'll be there with me. And, you know, doing that kind of stuff is that, it's, you know, like I said, it's supported by stations, college stations, university stations that we need that kind of support. So I'm looking forward to bringing that back out probably next year.
Yeah, well, we always want to support whatever you do, Mesa, because I've been here at WCOK for 20 years, and I know for the past 20 years that I've been here, we have been supporting you since your first solo album.
Absolutely. And that's exactly it, because that came out, my first solo album came out in 1995. That's absolutely the truth. And so I'm 20 years into that.
Yeah.
And so so I'm just so, you know, so, like, excited that, you know, so I want to do anything. I'm thinking about five things in one time I want to say to you. What I want to do is I want to donate whatever I can, whatever I can do to help the drive down there. So I want to, you know, my album doesn't come out to June, but I'm also, for the first time in my life, putting out my own perfume and cologne for men, perfume for ladies. And I want to donate something like that. So when I get off of here, I'll talk to the producer, whatever, and we'll figure out whatever thing I can do to help the drive.
Okay.
And I want to do.
You know, I heard about that. I heard that you had your own fragrance, and I said, look at that. Now, that is what you're getting your empire on. I hear you, Mesa.
I'm getting my son's college education on. That's what I'm getting on.
Yeah, because it's getting real. It is getting real.
Yeah, it's so close. It got close so fast. I'm like, wait a minute. He's 15 now. I'm like, well, I got 3 years left. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Rock and roll.
And those 3 years are going to go by like this. So, yeah, get ready, Mesa. Hopefully you'll sell a lot of records and perfume so we can get him in a good school.
Yeah, the records. It's just so much great stuff on there. I got producers, J.R. Hudson, and my longtime producer, Big Dog Davis. I have Stokely from Men Condition did it all, slamming stuff. And also, that's for the first time, Phil Perry and I did a duet together. Mm. And it sounds great. It's to me, it's like an instant classic. It's with his, you know, his styling, and we co-wrote it, and it just sounds like old school. It's just so beautiful, and I can't wait till everybody hears it.
No, we can't wait to hear it, and of course, our listeners here at WCOK will hear it first, so won't you donate and, of course, support great artists like Mesa at 404-880-8807. Now, Mesa, you're going to be in town on Thursday for the Big Incognito show up there at Cobb Energy. What can the people look for when you come in town?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on with that?
Louis sent me the set list. Yeah, he sent the set list the other day, and we're going back to the Positivity album. We're going back to Tribe 5 and Scribes album. I mean, he's making me sing. I mean, I'm just going to say this, that he's asked me to sing I Love What You Do For Me, which is one of the first songs I heard when I joined Incognito. I mean, literally, the day they picked me up from the airport, they took me straight to the studio and played this music.
Mm.
And that when I heard those songs, like Change, song Changes and I Love What You Do For Me, those are the first two songs I heard. When I heard them, I knew my life was going to change at that minute.
Mm.
And it was so surreal. I can't even tell you. It was like magic. And so I'm going to be, you know, I'm trying to relearn it now because I haven't learned it in a long time. But, you know, it's going to be so cool with that. And then, you know, of course, we're going to do the song that's 22 years old. Deep Waters is a very old song, but it still resonates with people to this day. So I'm really proud to sing that.
Yeah, you can't walk off that stage if you don't do Deep Water, Mesa. It's that's a criteria. It's going to be some sister getting ready to throw a shoe on stage if you don't hear that one. So, yes, Mesa, we are looking forward to seeing you and the crew Incognito this upcoming Thursday over there, or up there, shall we say, at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And we just appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to give us a call and support us during our 2015 Spring Membership Campaign, Mesa. We need artists like you. And it's a give and take. You know, we play the artists, and of course, you guys make the music. If you ought to make the music, we wouldn't have anything great to play. So we really do appreciate what you do and all the energy that you put into the music, Mesa.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love it. I love you guys, and I thank you so much. And Atlanta, just please, wherever you can, to support the station. It's a beautiful station. It's always been great. And I thank you so much for everything you've done for my career, because you truly have kept me going for the last 20 years, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mesa.
Yeah, thank you, Mesa.
Always. And if you can hold the line, Mesa, but we're going to get into something that was off of your last record, Blue Velvet Soul. which was a tune featuring our brother, Bluey. And I'm just so happy that Bluey started singing, because he has a great voice and he should have been singing, consistently.
Does.
You know, a long time ago.
Yes.
So we're going to play this one entitled...
He has a new album, too, so I can't wait to hear that.
Oh, really? After the last album?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, look at Bluey.
Yeah, he has a new solo album. Y'all be sure does.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. Well, you just heard it here first, Atlanta. Give us a call, 404-880-8807. And right now, music coming from Mesa featuring the man Bluey, Good Morning Sunrise. God bless you, Mesa.
Thank you, sweetheart.